Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all comes into reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting to stretch. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Rand, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living like to live it forever. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Listen. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Yeah. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. Yeah. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Ray got the ladies going crazy on the open mic. Call midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference recording, press 1. The recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west. It's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Friday, Fantabulous Air Friday, June 14, 2019. yours truly, Raven98 here, along with.
Right. Good morning, TNT. All right. It is Friday. The week is over, but the fun is just about to begin. So, all right, Ray, did we send anything out there yesterday?
No updates went out. Everything's been quiet.
Everything's been quiet. It's Friday. Nobody's saying anything. Guys, not a whole lot of news. But we do know the banks are still on standby right now. What we're trying to find out right now, we're looking for a bank memo. I got two people looking for it right now, like two other banks. See if that comes in. But banks are still excited about the weekend. We'll see. Is Iraq excited about the weekend? That part we don't know. They didn't do the ministers yet. They named some deputy ministers, but not the actual ministers. So today is Friday. They typically don't do things on Friday. Well, they will do some things on Saturday. So we're still here. We're still waiting. You know, back in May or the first part of May, Marty had said that all the reforms would be completed by June. So we're still in June. The International MasterCard says it'll take effect the first week of July, that they're going to be able to use it everywhere. They are doing their education. We got that yesterday. It's all over TV. They're educating people about the new cards, about the new rate, and how they're going to be able to actually do currency exchanges on the card or through the card when they're in other countries, is how that part is going to work. So right now, that's about all we do have information-wise. No changes. We haven't gotten anything from the committee guys. We haven't gotten anything else from the Treasury. Everything is waiting to go. It just hasn't gone. And they keep saying it's all done, all done. Could be any minute now. So, and I don't mean it's going to be any minute. It could be any time at this point when they're saying any minute. It could be any day. But everybody's agreeing it is going to be this month again sometime. So we'll see. All right, Ray, let's do it.
Okay, let me get to the Q&A section. Fuse says, do either of you personally believe the CBI is waiting on the cabinet's completion before announcing the new rate?
I don't know. You know, guys, for so many months, I mean months, that's what we've been told. You need to have the ministers. Need to have the ministers. Need to have 140. Need to have Article 8. Need to have, need to have, need to have. And nothing. Because every time it gets achieved, there's nothing. Well, the rates are locked in. The banks are ready. Everybody is saying it's all done. And nobody's saying as soon as the ministers announce, we'll do it. But guess what? A body is saying the ministers will be announced this month. He's saying all reforms will be completed this month. So could that be the one thing they're waiting on? Sure, because everything else is done. It could be. And we've said it time and time again. The U.S. wants to know who's going to be in charge of all this money before they release it. And they've been wanting to know that. And this situation with Iran this morning doesn't help, trust me. Whether they bombed the tankers or they didn't bomb them, just the fact that all the tension is right there, again, doesn't help. Well, who's going to control this money? Okay, what's next?
Arrow says, I'm as ready as I'm ever going to be. The question I have today is, I would like to know what currencies will be in the next round. Is it possible to get that info? Well, Arrow, you need to look at it like when you're at a banquet. And it's a three-course meal. They don't bring out number three before they bring out number one. They let you get number one eat that. They take up your plate or your bowl. Then they bring out number two. Eat that. Then they bring out number three.
Okay. All right. Somebody's hitting me with a body or Mahdi. So Mahdi is who I should have been saying, even if I was saying the body. Mahdi is the one who said all reforms will be completed by June. And, yes, Ray is right. And you guys know we've had that list for over 8-9 years. We had the list when we first thought it was going, of what was going to be in the second basket. We also tell you the fact that most of you won't qualify to participate because it's going to have to be qualified investors, and that's $10 million or more. U.S. dollars. All right, go ahead, Ray.
All right, yeah, we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. Mac 0929 says, on Monday's call, as part of the process, you mentioned the bank creating 3 non-interest-bearing trust accounts and 1 work account before doing the sweep later into different accounts. Can you explain what a trust account is? Are they forming a trust for us, or is the word just the same and this doesn't have anything to do with a trust? Pretty much ask and answer. I guess he wants to make sure.
Okay, there you go then. Ask and answer. I think we discussed that on Wednesday's call, didn't we?
Right. Yeah, the trust is just a trust account, not an actual trust entity. Okay, Sunstar says, number one, can a trust be set up as a nonprofit? I believe so. I don't know of any reasons why it can't meet those qualifications. Number two, whoever sets up a trust for you, would they also provide you with W-2 tax information quarterly or yearly? Yes, if that's the arrangement that you have for receiving payment. Number three, can a trust receive government grants? Yes. Okay. Jim in KC says, do the banks know if this is a non-taxable event or will they know at the time of the exchange? If so, will they provide written proof?
Guys, I do not know what the banks are going to do as far as the tax. We've been told that it was a non-taxable event for years. I don't know what documents the banks have or if they're going to say, hey, this is a non-taxable event. So far, the banks have not. I've had no one at the bank tell me, wait a minute. I take that back. I have had somebody at the bank tell me that it was non-taxable, but nobody's given us any proof, and I doubt they're going to give you something during the exchange because that's not their problem. But what you can do is right now ask your tax advisor to be looking it up, see what laws are out there, and as soon as it occurs, the best thing you can do is what I've been telling you for 10 years, is be prepared for it to be a taxable event. If not, then you just win. Okay?
Okay. Next question from Jim says, what information will we need to bring to set up the trust the bank wants us to set up? I don't know anything about that. But if the bank's going to set you up with some trust, they'll tell you what documents you're going to need to bring to do that. I wouldn't participate. That, but anyway, they'll tell you what you do. Burbank Lou says, have the prices in dinars in Iraq changed anymore?
We haven't gotten any other price changes since the last ones we reported to. Actually, haven't even been asking them about price changes, to tell you the truth, because he said it was gradually going down. So I don't want to ask them every day, what's the price today? What's the price today? But we might do that come next week just to see. All right.
Okay. Evergreen says, do either of you know of a U.S. bank that has multi-currency accounts?
Yeah. Wells Fargo.
I think Wells Fargo has it. Okay. Since MasterCard and Visa have provided cards for the Iraqi people, living both inside and outside of Iraq, could we possibly assume they have RI'd?
They're doing
something with those MasterCards, guys, and they have been for months, that have been enabling them to use them outside the country, other countries, at different rates. And I mean different rates. They definitely have the seven countries around them. They've been using them at different rates for months now. So while it's not an official RI or reinstatement, they do have different rates on them. Let me see. I was going to try and ask about the prices while we're doing this. See if I can get a response back. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Going back to the banks that offer multi-currency accounts, you all need to do your own homework. Check with banks. I know the last time that we did that.
Wait, I can't understand what you're saying.
Okay. How about now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I was saying regarding the multi-currency accounts, I want you to do your own homework and check with your bank. The last time that we looked into that, the bank that was dealing with multi-currency accounts had its own particular currency that it did it with. And the dollar was not exactly none of the ones who were holding accounts that they do multi-currency accounts. So
okay.
Check into that. And then we can know for sure.
All right. Right, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we have no clue what you said. None at all. I don't know what it got worse and worse. Yeah.
Let me see if I can get this other microphone back. I don't know why. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you still garbled. When you did it on Wednesday and you switched it, it became clear. But it's still kind of garbled right now.
Yeah, okay. Blog Talk is great. Makes it difficult.
Do what?
So,
yeah, we don't know what you're saying.
Okay.
Okay, so just hold on for a minute, guys. You'll get to it in a minute. In the meantime, I'm going to try and send over here. See if I can find out about price changes or something.
Okay. How am I sounding now?
I can hear you.
You mean clear, or you just you can hear noise?
It's not clear. But I can hear you.
All right. Let me try something else. How about now? Any better now?
Yeah, that's better than it was.
All right, because I can't disconnect this line without dropping the other line.
Okay, that's right. I can hear you. Good.
Oh, all right. Let's try to finish up the Q&A then. JM8653. You can hear me okay?
Yep.
Okay. Are you hearing the Treasury has been the holdup and the Chinese is giving Washington until midnight 16th to get this released? Otherwise, they will take over the HSBC. I should have read that one first. But anyway.
Guys, I've been hearing the Treasury was a holdup. The Treasury has the final say, been having it for years. And we discussed the reasons they may or may not have held it up. But you guys listening to all this about the Chinese is directing the U.S. Treasury what to do, when to do it, and how to do it. It's just nonsense. How many times, just think about that, how many times already has some idiot came out and told you the elders said it better be done by Tuesday morning? The elders said it better be done by Thursday. The elders now saying if it's not done by midnight, we're going to take over your entire banking system, or we're going to take over the world, or any other kind of nonsense. Now they're going to take over HSBC, they only own a portion of it, Wells Fargo, all the banks, and what? They're just going to do it themselves? Then why haven't they done it themselves in the last 10 years when they've been complaining about it not being done? Come on, you got to look at who's telling you this nonsense. And look at how many times they've told you the same thing, and it has never happened. The elders aren't taking over the Treasury. There's nobody taking over our government tomorrow and wiping out an entire government and having a new republic without anybody in the world knowing it. And we all just going to wake up on Saturday morning or Sunday or next Friday, and there's going to be a new government in place. And what? Trump's going to be our new dictator and not our president because nobody voted. So he just gets to go in there and control the new world order. Please. This doesn't even make sense. Go ahead, Brian.
Okay. All right, guys. This is going to be a short call. So we're going to go on over to Q&A. And Q&A means questions. And then we give answers. Your point of the way you say things.
Okay, wait. I can't hear you again.
All right.
Yeah. Now I can hear you perfect.
All right. Q&A. You're not asking questions. Did that get you?
Q&A, if you're not asking questions, I think he's saying.
Dropped.
Oh, you get dropped. Okay, that's what he's saying. Okay.
865 area code. You're on.
Hello, and appreciate your info back on this line with the cricket lines here. So thank you for the info thus far. Based on some of the commentary that you have given today, you indicated that the banks still are on standby. You didn't use any of the references of high alert or anything. Can you give us a feel for where they might be on that scale?
High alert. And they still seem to think it's going to happen over the weekend.
Okay, that segues into the next question that I had, again, based on what you had said earlier and also with that, the weekend. Any kind of, this would be putting you on the spot, not your intel providers or anything, but given all of these scenarios, what becomes your favorite time that you are looking for? You've said that other times have been like Friday after his market, that time frame. But has that changed this time around?
No, because it didn't happen today, and that's still a good time for it. But they didn't give us a time frame. What I heard
I figured
is
that they would, Tony. It's
may...
more, you know, what you do, what you think.
Oh, yeah. There's... Something's supposed to be happening supposedly with the currency today or tomorrow, and then we're supposed to see it. So we just have to wait and see if that truly happens. But I don't – it could happen. I just don't know with the Mahdi thing, not a body, but Mahdi and doing that. They said by June, so I look for it any day in June. I don't look for it to go to the last day of June because that would be giving it away. So I expect them to say that and then do something else like they always do. And the fact that the international card is the first week in July, I think it gives them time to do it, get the system, the money out there, and then the card go into effect like that is the way I see it happening. Now, I'm going to feel good about this weekend because all the banks are still on alert. Not just one or two. They're all still on alert.
Good.
It tells me somebody is telling all of them something.
And this would be a very nice Father's Day present. And to all the fathers out there, happy Father's Day. And so we can kind of think that maybe it might be a dual type of celebration here. And with that, 10 days from whenever this is going to happen, we know that that's going to be the TNT Super Fantastic Pay It Forward project. And at this rate, it could still be in June that that would happen. That would be nice. And again, have a great weekend and appreciate your continued dedication sharing information with us.
Thank you
very much.
All right, thank
you. Have a great day. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
281, area code.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Hi, how y'all
doing?
Hi.
Super fantastic.
Good morning. Listen, and good afternoon, Mr. Ray Wren. How are you?
Good afternoon. I am Fantabula, sir, to the nth degree.
That's
and
good.
And yourself?
I'm great, thank you. Kind of like busy. And then when you got a lot of kids around you, it's hard to do what you want to do and hear the call. But I'm here. Well, it's good news so far still, listening to all the banks on alert. One burger, one drink. And my question was, now, this what was said to me by my CPA, because I called him this morning, and I asked him about, he knows about the currencies, and he told me it is good, like what you advised us to do, to put half of the money back in a savings that maybe could earn some interest. And he said he advised us not to touch the money for 1 to 3 years because he said RS can come back on you. But he said it's better to be safe than sorry. But he was told there's no tax on it. But he said he can't be sure about that. What is your opinion on that?
Who told him there was no tax?
My CPA said that he was hearing that it is no tax.
Okay.
But yet he's
I mean, he's a CPA.
I beg your pardon?
Well, right.
They recommended that you sit on the money for 3 years.
He said 1 to 3 years.
Okay, so Ray's question and everybody's question is, yeah, if he's hearing that, and he's a CPA, that's what he does for a living, so he should have contacts and people in this. Does he not trust those people, or where is it coming from? Yeah. So that's one side of it. The other side, better safe than sorry. And I can see that. You know what I'm saying? It's not going to hurt you. Just let it sit there, collect your interest, and see if they change their mind or anything. And that could work out. Until we actually see something, this is all I can tell you guys. Of everybody I know who has exchanged, I mean, throughout this whole time, 10 years ago, never during the exchange process was there any taxes taken out of it. Never was it addressed. Never. It was never addressed. I don't know anybody to this day who has exchanged where the IRS came back and said, you owe me money. This was a taxable situation. Has not occurred to this day. Even from people who exchanged 10 years ago, I have not heard that.
Okay.
So I was told by somebody in the Treasury at the time that this was going to be a non-taxable event. So far, it has been a non-taxable event.
Okay, and my other question is, can I use a scenario?
Sure.
If you don't mind. Okay. Say, for instance, you and someone made agreement, and they gave you their currencies, and you have yours, too. but you just made verbal agreements, but they have given you the currencies. You didn't put anything down on paper. Now they're coming back saying they want the currency back. And the individuals are saying they're not giving it back. They will give them so much after this goes. Are they obligated to give the currencies back?
Okay. Couple things. I can't give legal advice. I can give Tony advice. And I can give what Tony thinks. So don't mean a hill of beans when you go to court or anywhere else. The situations that I know of, okay? So everybody understand that. First of all, if you and I make an agreement, and it's a verbal agreement, and we go to court, more than likely, the judge is going to say, you had an agreement. It's a contract, and you're both saying, yes, that's what we agreed on. And that's what we agreed on. So it will probably stand up. Now, if that person changes their mind and say, hey, then you have an option of saying, okay, let's tear up the agreement, give it back, no harm, no foul, because nobody's gotten anything yet out of this whole deal, right?
But if you didn't put anything on paper, it was just verbal.
It was just verbal. There's a lot of verbal agreements that get through court. I'm going to tell you. So, and most of the times, you say if you agree you had an agreement or there was a witness to the agreement, then most times in court, that's going to be an agreement. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to win.
Just that individual and yourself that made the agreement. And now that individual wants to come back and say, give me all the currency. But you got currencies and they got currencies, and it's all together now.
Okay. I'm pretty sure when you go to court, they say possession is not against the law. Whoever has it, has it. If we can't prove anything else, if there was an agreement, we don't have receipts, don't have documents for it, then whoever has it has it. Now,
the receipts is in the other person.
Listen. Okay, listen. Guys, because there's going to be a lot of this when this thing actually happens. I gave you one note. I gave you 10 notes. I did this or that. In a minute, there's going to be real money, and it's going to be millions of dollars. And I want you guys to know and hear me. Because people will do crazy things. If you're looking at the baseball player from Boston, and you guys watch TV, you'll see that guy just walked up and shot him in the back. He don't even know him, but somebody paid him $8,000 to walk up and shoot him.
Mm-hmm.
And he did. So now when we're talking about $80,000, $800,000, or $8 million, you got to think, is it worth it? Because you can always make money with money. But, you know, a bullet will stop the best of us.
Well, the individual had already agreed that when this goes, they were going to give the person money. Now, that person can't even do anything because they don't even know how to do anything. But because someone said something to them, now they want to come and get the currencies back. Well, those individuals is telling them, you're not getting them back.
Well, unless they can do about it. I'm sorry, sir. Go to court. See what the judge says.
Okay. I just wanted to hear your opinion.
Well, guess what happens? Well, my opinion is, first of all, if somebody gave you something that's not worth it, give it back right now. Because it's going to be a lifetime of misery, is my opinion. I just give it back. Here, go do what you do, or do what I do, and give them exactly what they gave you. No harm, no foul, and go on with your plan. That's what I would do, okay? Other than that, somewhere in life, it's going to come back to bite you.
To bite you.
And that person's going to see you doing so well and figure that's all theirs and you took it from them and they're going to try and take it back. Somebody's going to file a lawsuit against you and they're going to freeze all your bank accounts until this is resolved. And then they'll drag you out in court for 4 or 5 years and you have access to none of your money and it's just a bunch of misery and everything else, and it's really not worth it. I don't care how much it is.
That's why I had told the person, well, your agreement was that once it goes, you were going to get some money anyway, so why don't you just wait? Because you're getting money out the deal. So
okay.
I just want to be here with
it.
You all.
This is why. Because the person made the agreement without having all the information or knowledge, because they evidently have some new knowledge that's telling them you need to get your money back and you need to do your own business. And that's the best way to do business. Let
and
them
they don't
do
know
their
how.
Own. Well, they'll figure it out. They'll go to the bank, they'll figure it out, or they don't. But here's the biggest thing. It won't affect you. Hey, give it back. That's what they want. And go do your thing, and whatever you do, right, wrong, indifferent, is on you, and you can't blame me. And then you go ahead about your business. That's what I would do.
Right.
Because everybody right now
and
today still have time to go buy more currency if that's what they need.
Right. I thank you. I appreciate you, too. And you say everybody's on alert, so we're just waiting to hear back from you and your brother. You all have a great day. Be blessed, and we're waiting to hear back from you. Thank you so much for the info.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
All right. 386.
Hold on a second.
On.
Hold on a second.
Hold on, 386.
Hold on a second. Hold on. Let me see. Hold on. I'm trying to find something here for you. Oh. So this is the items in Iraq that have not changed much from a month ago. When it changed, said they're being told daily about the use of the lower coins and how effective this will be. So that's what they're going through now, because somebody asked about the prices and that. So it hasn't changed much. But daily they're being told about the lower coins when they go into effect. All right, go ahead. What's next?
386 area code. You're on.
Good. Yeah, you sound better now.
Yeah, just got it reconnected. Go ahead, 386.
Good morning.
Talk to us.
Good morning. Yes,
good morning.
Sir.
How are
good
you
morning.
This afternoon, Tony?
I am super fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I'm just waiting for our blessing to get over with. Have either of you heard any rates on any of the currency other than a month, month and a half? Have they changed?
I don't think they've changed since the last rates that we've given out, because, and actually, we stopped even asking about rates. I haven't been asking anybody about rates because I know that's what they're going to be.
Oh, okay. Well, could you give us some of the last rates just in case some people didn't hear them?
Sure. Ray, you got them? You got
them. What the last rates? Dinar was 363. That the last one we had, 363?
Okay.
Dong, 47 cents. Rupiah, $1.08. Afghani, $2.39. Zim, I think the last number we got was 22 cents.
Yeah.
And Real, $3.2344, something like that. Even though that one's probably not going to be there, but those were the last rates we got.
Thank you very
All
much,
right.
gentlemen. And you have a blessed day, and we'll talk to you again later. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, you too, sir.
209 area code, you are on.
Good morning and good afternoon, and thank you.
Good afternoon.
The question I have for the statement I've been asked about triggers another question. The international card, in the past, did we not have it said that it already was activated? And now are they saying it will be activated by July, or am I misinterpreting?
Okay, is that her phone?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm hearing Ray. Ray is a little fuzzy for me.
Is it Ray's phone? All right.
I'm afraid
I'm trying to see.
I'm trying to understand what you said there too. You said something about, okay, both of you guys mute for a minute. That's way too much noise. Or whoever's.
Oh, okay.
Mute their phone. Yeah, because that's. Ooh, thank you.
Okay, I didn't mute, so it had to be Ray.
Okay. All right, so what was your question again?
It has been said in the past, I believe, that the international card had already been activated. But now on the call today, unless I misinterpret, you're saying now by July it will be activated. Is or isn't it activated, and what is the significance of the importance of it?
Okay. In January or February, they had a card that was international, and they brought it out, said it was international, it could be used. And we had people over here who could actually use that card, international card, to buy things and do things. And they told them they could use them on the internet. All right. In July, they're coming out with the international card, Master and Visa card, that they can use at point of sales out of the country, that they can use at ATMs out of the country, that they can use at cash advance places and things like that, which will be Visa MasterCard like we have. So the one before was a restricted one. This one will be unrestricted and will be operated through all the banks, cash advances, ATMs, point of sales around the world. It will be truly international. That's going to be the difference on the first week in July.
Okay, so what is the importance of this concerning the RV?
Well, the importance would be they would have an international currency, which some many people believe they don't have now. To do that,
okay.
Nobody thinks that they're going to make their currency international at the rate that it is today.
Okay.
They wouldn't be able to accomplish everything else that they said. Now, what the article says and what they tell them over there, which is confusing, which I should have actually have to make a phone call. Part of the article says that it will be trading at 1 to 1,200 dinar. So that's 1 to 1,200 dinar, which the current rate is. And then later it says it's going to be 1 to 1.2 dinar, which would be the rate of 83 cents, I think we figured out at the time. That would give them an international rate of 83 cents. That would only be their cards and their rate, though. Again, that's attached to their cards, which gives them a different rate from what we're going to exchange over here at the bank for. So it's going to be
okay.
Two different things.
Thank
okay?
you for the clarification. Now, what I originally called for, on Monday's call, a man called in, and he said that he was thinking about doing 1% a month, paid monthly, compound. And you came back, you said, to tell him to say, I know how much you are making and how you are making it. I understand overnight banking at 1%. I understand fractional banking, they're going to make 10 times the amount. So you had mentioned, I know I'm giving you this money in June, and you are going to make 22%. And then you said, went on to say, and I'm giving you, and you are going to loan out 10 times, that's factual banking, that means you're going to make 200% a month. So I was trying to do the calculations, and I get good at math, but I haven't been in school since 1966, so you don't use it, you lose it. So I went to the bank, and I found it interesting. I talked to, like, the assistant manager. I said, I need you to explain something to me, even though I understood it, but I want them to actually do the calculation for me in dollars. And I was going to mm-hmm. say, you know, if I offered you to bring in $12 million, American dollars, from an inheritance, and I want to earn 12% off of that, could you tell me how much money I would make? And that was going to talk about overnight. Well, when I said it to them, this was their response. The assistant manager said, I don't know what that is, overnight banking, factual banking. I thought, well, that's interesting. So then I went to my, it's like a wealth manager. She's not a wealth manager, financial planner. And I asked him about it, and he only knew a little bit. And so then I went back to the bank, and I asked somebody that's on the main floor. He didn't know anything. And I thought, well, this is really great. I guess the only one maybe that knows about factual banking, overnight banking, might be a wealth manager.
And he may not know. I don't know. Depends on how he's into it. But this is what you can do, guys, and everybody. You can be more knowledgeable than they are. You have to understand something. We do this because we're planning out our future. They do that because it's their everyday job, and that's what they're going to do. They do what they have to do when they go to work every day to make their $50,000, $100,000 a year, whatever they're making. And that's why they're working at the bank instead of owning the bank. Now, the reality we do is Google how banks work and understand the entire process. Google fractional banking. Google sweeps accounts, overnight accounts. Print out your information, have it, and say, I know this is what the bank is doing because this is how banks operate, and I know more about your bank than you do, and yet you want me to give you my money to invest, and you don't even have a clue how much money is flying through here because that is the reality of it, and you just proved it yourself with everybody because everybody can go to their bank today. They're going to get the same answers you got because those people don't know.
Okay, now, I understand everything you said because I did Google that, and I've been studying it for the last couple of years because you've instructed us. What I wanted to find out really today was when that man was talking, because I couldn't do the math. I thought, I'm going to go find a mathematician. He was saying if he were to go to the bank and ask for 1% a month paid compound monthly, is that better than asking for 12% quarterly or yearly? Which is better to ask for?
Okay. So let me see. Wait a minute. I'm trying to think. Let me see. There's this old thing out there. I can't get the numbers right, though. But let me think. Somebody can say, I can give you $10,000 today, or I can give you a penny doubled every day for 30 days. Compounded, which one would you take?
Probably I would take the 10,000.
Well, no, but the penny would equal 100,000 by the time it goes through. So, and I'm saying I can't get it right. You always want, I want money that's compounded every day because that's interest on my interest. Interest on, and you can't get any better than compounding every day.
Okay, so my question to you is, if you were negotiating, is that what you would do, is 1% monthly compound?
A day? Oh, yeah, monthly compound, yes, because then it's 1% on a larger number every time, so it actually comes out to more. They would like it as 12%, okay, but I want it 1% a month compounded is better than 12% a year, or even 12% a quarter.
Okay, so when we were talking about doing 12%, we're going in and asking, nothing beats a failure but a try. Are we talking about going in and talking to them about 12% monthly compound? Are they going to be open to that, or were they only open to 12% annually?
I don't know what they're going to be open with because I don't know who you're working with. I don't know how much money you have because it all depends on that. How much you have, what are you offering, how much you're offering to lead, and what they're going to be able to do with it. That's how you negotiate those deals. So you need to have a lot of money to wield that kind of power, though. You can still get more than the average person. You can still tell them you want them to do certain investments and things ahead of time, like I'm saying, IPOs and stocks that you get into through them, because they're in charge of them, that would make you even more. But, yeah, compounded is better than a straight payment anytime and every time.
Okay. Now, another question was, I just wanted to know if I heard you correctly. Are they really making 2%? They make 1% overnight, but you had mentioned that they were going to actually make 22%, meaning the bank.
Well, because there's 22 banking nights in a month.
Okay.
So if they made 1% every night, they'd be making 22% a month, right?
Okay, that answers that one. So what about the
all
one
right,
where
let's
you
get
said,
to some other callers. You put in quite a few questions, man. I need to do more.
All right.
Callers.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
972.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Bye-bye.
Okay. 972. You're on. 972. Danny, is that you?
Hey there, Danny in Dallas.
Here he is.
Hey.
Almost missed you.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm out in the country working for a living. Oh,
okay.
Well.
Okay.
Listen, I've got three questions. They're pretty simple. One has to do with the appointments. I believe that you indicated that they would be extended hours on making the appointments. And then the next question, follow-up question, is the exchange hours. Those two will be extended. Do you know if they're simultaneous or what? Does it start at 6 a.m. or 7 a.m.? What's your thought on that?
Most banks are going to go from 7 to 11 the first 10 days, and some of them are going to go from 7 to 1 a.m.
Okay. And the appointment centers, will they be pretty much the same hours?
Yep. They're going to be doing exchange the first 10 days, doing those hours, trying to get as many people as they can through.
All right. Well, that's pretty much, I believe, what had been communicated, but I just needed to hear it another time. The other is, this last question has to do with what you mentioned about the baskets. You just briefly touched on second baskets, and of course there'll be a restriction of being a legitimate investor. As you've stated in the past, you don't want to tell us what those might be at this point. It's kind of getting the horse before the cart. But after this exchange, I'm assuming that there'll be a short period of time before those are legitimate and possible anyway. Is that accurate?
I think there's going to be about 6 months time between.
Right. And I'm also anticipating that you guys will be communicating to some degree. Certainly, I can't imagine that being a scenario like you're conducting now, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. But am I correct in assuming that you will be giving some general information on the subject?
So, you think after 10 years of this, let me, I want to go through it all over again? Is that what you think? Oh, my God, no. You know what? Even if we could, I don't know what the NDA is going to say. The can.
Right.
I am sure. I know for 100%. I know 1,000%. They do not want this scenario repeated right here. They do not want all these people, especially if it works this time. And somebody puts it out there again, there'll be 70 million people signed up because they'll know it actually works. They'll know people who made money doing this last time, and everybody will do it. And I'm sure they don't want that scenario to occur either. And that's why they put the $10 million restriction on it. But just getting the information out itself may be different. So we just have to see what happens. But we're going to talk about some things and things that you can do or that we're doing. It may not necessarily be the next basket.
Gotcha. If I understand your concerns, and we've got big question marks around this, who do you think would also have access to that same material, assuming that your NDA prevents you from participating? What directions, what divisions, departments, criteria would we go searching for to find such information?
Well, you'd want to go again through your wealth with managing that, even though they didn't know this time, if you could get the list. And somebody would have to study it just like we did now, and it would have to be somebody who wanted the people to know, just like we did this time, okay?
Right.
And they'd want qualified investors to know. and put it out there. So there's not going to be any site you can go to and look and see, okay, now these are next, just like it wasn't now. There's not going to be any one person. You have to hope that you stay connected well enough that when the word starts leaking out, which it will, because it always does, and that's what happened this time, they'll probably try to move a lot faster. Well, they won't have to rebuild countries and governments and everything else. So it should go a lot faster. But you're just going to have to hope, you know, somebody puts the word out there. I just don't know who. We won't be directly doing it. I'll tell you, I wouldn't do this again for nothing in the world.
All right. Well, I think you've explained yourself enough. Surely some of us will be wealthy enough that we could probably find the expertise and plug in their information. Surely it's good.
I believe you will, and I believe word will get up. But you still got to meet that $10 million qualification.
All right, fellas. I'm not doing anything until Sunday night about 10 o'clock, so let's go ahead and get this thing done so I can make my appointment, please.
All right, Charlie.
All right.
Take care. Okay, 281 area code. You're on.
Well, hello, Tony and Ray. How you guys
hello.
Doing today?
Hey. I'm fantabulous.
Super fantastic.
Yes,
good. All right. I have a couple of questions for Mr. Tony. I know back in May there were some meetings that the Deputy Prime Minister of the Economic Affairs and the Minister of Finance, they had back in May for Iraq. And I know they were talking about the general budget strategy and all of that for 2020. We knew that the budget was supposed to be coming out for them, and a lot of people are saying when that budget comes out, it supposedly or should have the new rate in there. Do you? And I know that part of that meeting they were saying were discussing the exchange rate policy activation for local markets. Did you get to see any of those articles? Are you aware of what I'm speaking of this today?
I'm aware of the meeting. I'm aware that they're working on the 2020 budget. I'm aware that it should have the new exchange rate because the 2019 has the new exchange rate. So they can't revert back to it. And if somebody's trying to say we have to wait for the 2020 exchange budget to show it, then that means we're waiting for January for the RV to happen. And I'm sure we're not doing that because they're doing too much educating, promoting, and everything else over there.
Yeah.
So, no, I don't have to look at it. Go ahead.
They were not saying we had to wait. They were just saying that that was discussed, and I think they were saying that the rate, or we should see something by the end of this month. So I was just going to ask you if you thought that the budget would be put out and put in the Gazette before then for 2020.
No. I don't think the 2020 budget will be in. I do think, based on what we're hearing and being told from Mahdi, everybody else, that the reforms will be completed, he said, by June at the time. And I said he said by June, not by the end of June, but he may. Looking at everything that has come out, the denominations, the coins, everything else, looking at what the card is saying, they're going to do the first week in July. I do think that it will be completed this month. Now, we can say that just like he did. But nobody knew on the 18th of May when he said it all be completed by June that, you know, there's going to be two oil tankers out there bombed. And now Pompeo is threatening Iran and, you know, they can do a whole lot of different stuff. Nobody could predict the future that the ministers who we've heard week after week were going to be announced, the names that were voted hasn't happened yet because it should have already happened. So they're giving us dates and time frames. They're just not living up to them. So we'll have to see what happens. But right now, it looks like everything will be completed this month.
So this is just a question, I guess. I mean, to me, I feel like you say everything is done. We're just waiting for them to release this thing. But it just seems like every time we think we're close and a date comes where we think it could possibly happen, then there's something else out there that kind of causes it to not happen. It just seems like to me they can just keep coming up with any kind of excuse to not let this thing go for whatever their reason is.
Is that your question, ma'am?
Yeah,
that doesn't sound like a question. It sounds like a statement.
Well, it is, but I was going to ask him his opinion on that. I mean,
okay. That's a slick way to do that. Okay.
How long can they continue to just bring up little, you know, anything to just keep it from being delayed? You know what I'm saying?
Okay. They can continue doing it until they do it. The adjective, is that the best thing for them? No. Is it the best thing for the country? No. Well, sooner or later, somebody, you know, give in on this war between the U.S. and Iran about who's going to control the money or abiding them about what name is he going to put in. I mean, even the people themselves, you can't keep teasing them, telling them you're going to do something, putting everything in front of them, and not doing it. Because at some point, they're going to get tired and upset themselves, and then you're going to have to do something one way or the other. Now, we're hoping we don't get to that point. They don't want to get to that point, because then we're starting back at square one, everything else. Everybody gets fired. They're burning down buildings and everything else. Nobody wants to see that, because everybody loses. Well, Maliki doesn't lose. That's why he let it happen the first time. But every other country that's sitting there waiting to invest and being part of this, they will all lose, and nobody wants to do that, right? So our thing is to hope that Mahdi can somehow do some of what he said he's going to do before, you know, an actual war breaks out, and then the U.S. puts everything on hold permanently. So every time we get close, yes. Maliki will do something, he'll bomb something, or his people will bomb something, or Iran will do something, all to prolong it. But somebody will realize, let's just do it. That shuts the auctions off, that cuts off their money. And then we can go on and start building our country and our life. But the problem is, who are the two people? Who is that minister? Who is that interior guy that's going to be in charge of this money? That's the bottom line. And that's why they won't name those two. Because once they name them, they have no other excuse not to do this.
It's kind of scary in a way, because it just seems like to me they can just keep on and on and on and doing this thing. Somebody's going to have to step up and get it done at some point, you know, make the decision.
And they will at some point.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you. That was my question, because I'm like, I don't want to be too old before this thing happens. I won't get to see it. I'm getting older every year. I know you are too, Tony.
How old are you?
None.
Well, guess what? You already too old. So quit winning.
That's right.
Okay. Well, those were my questions. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Good weekend.
All right.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, you too.
954, area code, you're on.
Good morning, good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon.
Good morning.
This is my first time calling. Now, at the beginning of the year, it was supposed to happen in January. Prior to that, every time it's supposed to happen, we have to wait on some countries to have their election, or some country to do this, or some country to do that. One is to say that we don't have to wait till 2020 when we over here have our own election before this thing will happen.
Okay. I don't know any country other than Iraq itself that we've been waiting to have an election in. Okay, when an election was even involved in the process. So why you think another country's elections have anything to do with the revaluation, I have no idea. Because I don't know any that does.
All those countries that was part of the global alliance when the war started over there in Iraq, they've had their elections, and you know, we were told that we had to wait until this one was seated. We had to wait for France, we had to wait for Germany, we had to wait for England. Right? That was what, you know, I was told.
Okay, again, let me tell you this. I don't know who you're listening to or what other sites, and you just say you're a first-time caller here, but trust me, out of everything that I know, none of that had anything to do with the revaluation. So this is what happens, so you understand. There's certain people out there, gurus and jackasses and goats and whatever else they want to call themselves, who will just come and tell you anything to either have you listen to them or anything as a reason for this happening or not happening. And that's just not the truth. It's not part of it. Hasn't been part of the GCR or anything else. Nobody's government has decided when or how much or where we're going to do the GCR or the RV. Now, the GCR is most definitely waiting on the RV because it is the foundation to get all the currencies going so that the GCR can take place. It has nothing to do with anybody's country's president's voting or anything else. This has been a separate plan that's been in place for over 50 years that's just coming to fruition. So none of that you've been hearing is true. It has nothing to do with the Chinese telling the Treasury they better do this or better do that, or telling Trump he better have it done by midnight. I mean, what idiot actually believes that? Okay, you better have this done by midnight, and you better not put them tariffs on it, but he puts 20% tariffs on them. And really? But they're going to tell him what to do on the RV and the GCR? I mean, who does that make sense to? Absolutely nobody. The fact that they've been saying for years, I saw it yesterday. They sent it to me. Oh, Bob's getting paid tomorrow at 12:30. You know, and this is some guru who knows I got it from a good authority. At 12:30, Bob's getting paid. The numbers are going to come out at 6:30. We're all going to be in the bank tomorrow at 8 o'clock. You're a freaking idiot. I mean, how many times have you said that again, 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 and it hasn't happened? But people will still keep sending to me, Tony, what do you think? What do you think? I think he's an idiot. And I think people who are telling you that, I mean, there's no proof to it, no even sound meaning for any of that to affect the RV. None. I mean, if you can give me some, I will gladly accept it. But out of all the people I know and people who are involved in this and the history of this itself, most of those comments don't even make sense at all.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, sorry.
Okay.
Didn't mean to go off on you, especially your first time. Well, you guys got to be careful on what you're listening to, who you're listening to, and how many times they tell you the same thing over and over and over and over again. I mean, how many times have these guys already got the 800 numbers and nobody sees them? How many times are they going to let them out at 6:30? Probably next 2 hours I'll be able to release them. How about, they don't even have them. Promise you, they don't even have them. And again, there's only five people that are supposed to get them. This is crazy. Anyway, there it is.
All righty. All right, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, 610, area code, you're on.
Hey, good afternoon. Good afternoon, Ray. And good morning, Tony. It's G-Man NPA.
Good afternoon.
Hey, good morning, man. How you doing?
I'm doing super fantastic. And I want to keep it short today. Ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who are new to the call and those of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to help pay for the call. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City, that's just like the tree, Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who would like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go to $TNTSuperFantastic, and you'll be able to make your donation electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And on behalf of Tony and on behalf of Ray, thank you to all of you who have sent in donations in the past, those of you who will send in your donations today and in the near future. Your donations are needed and very much appreciated. And when you are sending in your donations, ladies and gentlemen, please remember to include your phone number. That'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. Ray, Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. And I'll close out with Vegas, Vegas, Vegas. Verification, negotiation, diversification, protect your principal, and rally, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good homestyle North Carolina barbecue. Make it a dynamite weekend, gentlemen.
All right, sir. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir. You have a great weekend.
You're welcome. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Ready. Bye-bye. Okay, 707. Squeeze you in.
Sorry, Ray. I think I mashed the button by mistake. I don't
okay.
have a question.
All right, thank you. 910. Squeeze you in. 910 area code. You're on. All right. All right, Tony. Let's wrap it up.
Hold on, somebody want me to ask some. Oh, okay. Hold on, Ray.
Here's a question for you.
So, if you have a 501c3 that has a bank account at a small local bank that probably will not be exchanging, and we go to Wells Fargo where we have a personal account, we have the appropriate documentation that we can do the banking for the 501c3 with Wells Fargo or whatever bank, wire the proceeds of the exchange for our currency held by the 501c3. Or do we need to open an account at Wells Fargo or the exchanging bank, whatever it is? I can't find a spot to leave a question for Friday's call, but this is my question. If you could, oh, okay. They just want me to ask you that. All right.
Okay. If you have a 501c3 already, repeat that part.
If you have a 501c3 that has a bank account at Trust America. I don't even know if there's a bank named Trust America, but okay.
Okay.
The bank account is at Trust America, okay? And now they want to go to Wells Fargo and do their exchange where they have a personal account. They want to know, will Wells Fargo wire the money to the trust account in that little bank?
No. If the money belongs to the 501c3, then that's who's doing the exchange, and it'll go into an account that belongs to the 501c3. It's not going to go into their personal account and then be transferred to the 501c3. If it belongs to the 501c3, they should be exchanging it under that name. If it's theirs,
okay,
they can exchange
asking.
It and then donate it. I mean, well, people that are running entities by now should know their legal responsibility
okay.
being in charge of an entity.
So listen. So they're saying they have a 501c3 and they have the documentation showing that they can do business for the 501c3. Now, they want to go to Wells Fargo where they have a personal account and then show them all the documentation for the 501(c) exchange in the name of the 501(c), but have the money wired to the smaller bank. And they want to know, will Wells Fargo do that? No?
No, they're not going to exchange it into their personal account. They're going to have to open up an account.
No, they're not
the 501(c). Okay, well, so the personal account didn't matter at all. There was no need to even mention a personal account. Because that's confusing. They mentioned a personal account. That has nothing to do with it. If they're going to Wells Fargo, representing the 501(c), Wells Fargo is going to tell them to open an account for the 501(c). Then they can move the money.
And that's what they're asking. That's what they want. They want to know, could they do it in their personal, do they have to do it, open an account in the 501(c). And you're saying, yes, they will have to open the account in the 501(c). Then they can transfer it wherever they want to.
Right.
Right. All right. That's it.
Okay.
Unless you want to tell people, where do they go to write questions? If they want questions.
Yeah, because I'm like, what you doing entertaining questions? We have a board.
Go ahead. You want to tell
them? Tell them what, where they ask to post questions?
Yeah, where do they post their questions at?
And on the board. I'm assuming there's probably somebody that can't, if they don't know that. They go to the board in the forum to post questions for the call.
In the forum. You have to be on the site to go in the forum to post your questions.
Correct.
So you already have to be a TNT member to post
Correct.
Questions.
Correct.
All right. We're good. We're good. Everybody understands.
Thinking about making some other requirements too. But hopefully we won't be here that long.
Okay. All right. We're saying they can find a place in the forum to do it. But all right. Go into the
This question's for Ray. There is the chat.
Oh, I was gonna say go into the chat room and ask somebody and then they will direct you. Instead of me taking up time with everybody else here, guys. All right, so the bank is still waiting. They still feel like something's going to happen with the currency today. And I don't mean the RV, but they feel like this thing could go over the weekend. They're still on high alert. I'm actually still waiting for calls back from three of them right now to try and get some updates. Because supposedly there's a memo going around, but I don't know. We'll see what happens as far as that goes. So we'll do what we do. We know it's done, it's ready, and the RV's on the way, right?
Okay.
We got to do is sit here and wait for it to come. That's all. He said all the reforms will be completed by June, is what Mighty said. So let's see if he can at least keep that word. Month's halfway over. Another half and we'll know. All right. Enjoy your weekend, guys. I'm enjoying mine. All right?
You can hear me okay?
Yeah, I hear you.
All right. So we've had some members of the foreign currency community did some major research and note-taking, and they compiled a 21-page booklet that has basic information that assists anyone with their upcoming exchange activity. It's a good reference, but it is not the gospel, and it is not the ultimate and final set of instructions. For information, but it is pretty good. So I made it available for anyone who wants to pull it down. Go to http://tiny.cc/prep, the number 4, the letter X, and the word change. So that address again is http://tiny.cc/prep
for exchange. And it's a good compilation of a lot of things that we have shared, other folks have shared, on what to expect when you go do your exchange.
Okay, you're cutting out now. They can't hear you. Can't hear you.
All right. Well, they got the basics. Got it.
Yeah, they're, all right. So, wait, let me ask you about this book first. Because we did this 6 years ago. Had a book. We had it in the forum for everybody to go and download. Somebody downloaded it, rewrote it, and she starts selling it to other people. So this is not the same information. This is updated information, and there's no way for anybody to be selling this to people when, you know, we took the time to put this together for free.
Right. It's new updated information, mostly what we've been saying the past 6 months, that type of stuff, but it's all in one 21-page document, and some of those pages are worksheets for people to just fill in the blanks on amount of currency, talk to digital exchange, which major formula. Things like that will help.
Okay, we can't understand you. But nobody's selling it is the point. There's
right.
something
no,
that's for free for everybody.
Right.
Okay. All right, guys, go get it. And maybe because you were breaking up when giving that out, we can get the address and just tweet it out so everybody can go to it. All right.
No, we're not tweeting it out. Because then that's 150,000 people. I'll just say it again now on this other microphone.
Oh, you mean coming to the site? Okay. Well, go ahead.
Yeah, the address again is http://tiny.cc/prep. PREP, the number 4, the letter X, and the word change. When it's all together, http://tiny.cc/prep4exchange. It's a good 21-page booklet. I'm not 100% on everything that's in there, but who would be? But it's just a good compilation of a lot of stuff what folks have heard from us, what they've heard from other people giving information. So it's all together in one concise little booklet that I think it's going to help a lot of those, especially the relatives that people have given currency to, and they don't get on the calls, they don't pay attention, they don't listen. I would definitely hand this to all of the people that I gave currency to get them off your back or off my back, you know, if that were the case, to help them have some direction on where to go and what to do when the light turns green.
All right.
Okay. Well, that's going to do it for us, ladies and gentlemen, for this fantabulous Friday. Living for the weekend now. So keep believing. We sure do.
This keeps me going. Those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
I believe the storm will soon be over. I believe the rain will go away. Can make it through it. Oh, I believe it's already done.
I want you to already see yourself out of the storm. The clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean. God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Zaccardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, he is. And I believe that I will survive.
Tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's gonna do it for you.
Recording, press 1. To
Hello?
Reduce session is no longer
this is
being
your
recorded.
Private banker. It's done. It's finished.
What? Honey!
It's done. It's finished.
Oh, yeah.
The RV's on its way. Everything's completed. There's nothing else to say. It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. We are just waiting for the call any day.
My layaway's expired.
My bills are overdue.
I need to buy some more dinar.
But which one should I choose?
You know, it could be at midnight.
Man, there's hopium in the air.
A blast just hit the screen, guys.
Man, I think we're there.
It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way.
Bring it.
Everything's
bring it.
Completed. There's nothing else to say.
That's what
it's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. We are just waiting for the call any day.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. Enjoy your Friday. Enjoy the weekend. We're out of here.